Key dates play a role in truth and justice in a murder case in Turkey. The World Cup provides ministry opportunity, and playgrounds are opening up smiles and hearts in Latin America. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Friday and Saturday are the two dates central to Turkey's Malatya Christian bookstore murders. On Friday, a judge is expected to decide if he'll combine this case with another, uncovering an insidious plot to destabilize the Turkish government. On Saturday, a verdict could be announced in the trial dealing with the vicious murders in 2007. ION Network's Rody Rodehaver says that there are two hopes. One is for justice, the other is for truth. On the upside,
this case served to bring about the reality that the evangelical church is a legitimate entity and that it is not the cult that it was made out to be.
ION Network has programs in church planning and evangelism carried out by a small church in Istanbul. Through personal visits, discipling church members, and building them up in the faith, the gospel is making advances.
The best way to evangelize in a country like Turkey is to build relationships with your Muslim neighbors, to develop the kind of trust where you can have those conversations.
Next, 400,000 fans will be pouring into South Africa next month for the World Cup, soccer's top prize. Mark Kordick of the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or TEAM, says they're using the event for outreach, but they can't do it alone.
Thankfully, local churches throughout South Africa are descending upon South Africa.
Outreach includes street witnessing, prayer walks, and HIV/AIDS education. TEAM's main focus will be the latter and the life of Christ, despite this deadly disease.
This is a great opportunity for the body of Christ to reach out with a message of hope, because life truly is short, whether you're in sub-Saharan Africa or other places in the world.
Ultimately, TEAM wants God to flood South Africa.
When the World Cup is over, it's our prayer that South Africa will be revived spiritually and that the churches would be more unified than ever in reaching out.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Christians in India were the targets of yet more violence by Hindu extremists. Gospel for Asia reports 7 students were seriously injured when a mob of people armed with wooden sticks and iron rods stormed into their Bible college campus Sunday evening in Mumbai. 7 students were injured and are now recovering in the hospital. Many Hindus are turning to Christ in India, which may explain the attack. Bible college leaders are asking you to pray for quick healing for the students, and that the attackers will also come to Christ. Meanwhile, schools all over Michigan are donating playgrounds for children in third world countries. Rich Anderson of Kids Alive International says it's incredibly rewarding to give a playground to kids who have lost their childhood to homelessness, poverty, or slavery.
They thought that they were at an amusement park. I mean, they were screaming like they were on a roller coaster when they were going down a slide or on a swing. They'd never done this before. And I just thought, wow, this is the coolest thing I've ever done in my life. What do I do with this?
Teams of volunteers carefully refurbish and reconstruct the playgrounds that last for decades. Many of the kids have never seen a playground before, and it's hard for the teams to keep them off until it's ready.
And our hope is that they're going to be a magnet to pull more kids to the care center. Kids are going to want to come to that care center because that's where this cool playground is. And when they do come, they're going to hear about Jesus.
And the next time you see a plane in the sky, think about all the gauges and gears that go into running it. Then think of the electronics that keep these instruments repaired to make flight possible. Well, in the same way, the avionics team at Africa Inland Mission is doing their part to see their aviation ministry continue. While they may never travel to a remote African village and personally deliver the words of Christ, their service impacts every person that their missionary shares Christ with. They need more recruits. We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. How's your prayer life? Open Doors USA is making available the free booklet called Prayer, the Real Battle, where you'll learn practical biblical lessons about the true effectiveness of prayer from those who suffer persecution for following Jesus. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.